This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7, nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7, umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7 Manera nasi uri musuwe svondo nyamafufu 28 2016. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 6065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Bato rinopikisa reTransform Zimbabwe rinoti harisi kuzopinda musarudzo dzemabyelection dzichaitwa munyika, sezvo pari zvino rakatarisana nenyaya dzinokosha. Sangano revarairidzi vekumaruwa rerura kuti tichazvinyina muZimbabwe rinoti rakakundikana kunosiya gwaro renyunyuto kumahofisi ebazi rezvedzidzo yepasi nemusi wechina sekurongwa kwazvanga zvakaitwa. Iyi ndiyo misoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Bato reTransform Zimbabwe rinoti harisi kuzopinda musarudzo dzemabyelection dzichaitwa kuNorton nekuChimanimani West nedzimwe dzingangoitwa munyika, sezvo pari zvino rakatarisana nenyaya dzinokosha. Mutungamiri wesangano iri vaJacob Ngarivhume vanoti pari zvino bato ravo riri kurwisa nyaya dzinokosha dzakaita sekuti mitemo yesarudzo ivandudzwe, pamwe nekuramba kutambira mari dzemabond notes kuri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe munyika. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navaNgarivhume pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Isu sebato reTransform Zimbabwe, sarudzo idzodzo pari zvino hatisi kudzipinda. Chatisi kudzipindira ndechekuti tiri mubishi, kana kuti we are too busy focusing on electoral reform. Tikutaukana pamwe chete nemamwe mapolitical party munera, uye sebato reTransform Zimbabwe munoziva manje manje tachidemonstrate nyamabond noti inoti nezvakawanda zvatiri kutungamira kurwisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe. Saka idzodzo sebato reTransform Zimbabwe hatisi kuzodzipinda nekuda kwekuti tine zvinhu zvinokosha zviri kudiwa nevanhu vemuZimbabwe zvavakutarisira, zvinopfuure sarudzo dzinobirwa naMugabe. Toita nechuwa kutsirwe kuti vanhu vaenzirwe zvakanaka kupfuura sarudzo dzaanobva azobira. Iko zvino tiri bhizi kurwisana nenyaya yeelectoral reform.
Asika, mune tarisiro yekupinda musarudzo dza2018, vamwe vanogona kuti dai mapindawo musarudzo idzo dzemabyelection kuti vanhu vazive kuti bato renyu ririko kana maakuzopinda musarudzo dza2018. Munoti
kana vanhu vachifunga kuti zvakatinakira izvozvo kuti titisimudzire bato uyezve itsunga dzakanaka, asi chiripo chatiri kuida iko zvino seba iri kuti takatinanotarisana nenyaya yekuvire zvinhu zviri kutarisa vanhu kuti zviitike, zvinosanganisa electoral reform iyoyo. Tiri kuita tiri kurwa zvakanyanya tichibatana nevamwe kurwa izvozvo, nekuti muna 2018 tiri kutarisira kuti tichasvika kana 2018 mushure mekunge tarwisa nekugadzirisa zvinhu zvizhinji izvi zvatinofanira kunge tii tichigadzirisa zvinosanganisira electoral reform. Saka ichiche bato tinogaidwa uye tinotungamirwa zvakare munadecision anobuda kunational executive yedu. National executive yedu hongu yakatipa mvumo iyoyo yekuti tokwanisa kukwidza musarudzo, asi iko zvino pari zvino sarudzo dzekunotoro hatina nguva yekuti tikwidze sarudzo idzodzo, nekuti tiri bhizi kudemonstrata nekuratidzira mastreet against the coming bond note. We are also busy demonstrating tichiti aiwa hatisi kuda zvachose chose zviri kuitika muZimbabwe. Saka izvozvo zviri kutishaise nguva yekuti tiwane nguva yekuti tinge tipinde musarudzo idzodzo.
Bato renyu ringatarisirwa here kuzomira riri roga musarudzo dza2018 kana kuti muchange muchitarisirwa kushanda nemamwe mapato amuri kushanda nawo pane ino nguva pasi penera?
Zvinhu iyoyo sangeyekuti bato redu richamira rega kana kuti richange rakabatana nevamwe inobva kuwa sijini debato re Transform Zimbabwe ikiza nebare gurule pa msoro the National Executive. Kata National Executive mbole nindi kimba unita president we Transform Zimbabwe kutitone kutitofamba sei marindene lana.
Mutungamiri webato re Transform Zimbabwe wa Jacob Ngaruvume vari parunare muHarare ne Studio 7. Sangano revarairidzi vekumaruwa reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe rinoti rakakundikana kunosiya gwaro renyunyuto kumahofisi ebazi rezvedzidzo yepasi nemusi wechina chapera sekurongwa kwaranga rakaita sezvo muguta maive nekuratidzira kwaiitika musi iwoyo kwaitadzisa vanhu kufamba. Utungamiri wesangano iri wakanga uchitarisirwa kufamba makiromita mazana maviri kubva kumutavatava kuenda kuHarare asi wakazosiyira panzira urongwa uhu mushure mekutyisidzirwa nevasori pamwe nevavanoti inhengo dzezano PF. Tabata munyore mukuru wesangano iri vaRobson Chere kuti tinzwe zvakazoitika.
Hatina kukwanisa kuti tinge tinosiya gwaro iroro nekuda kwemapurisa anga akazara mumugwagwa yataikwanisa kunge tichifamba nayo tichinosiya petisheni iyoyo. Tinova zvinhu zvakadhivisa kuti tiende sezvo kwese kwataifamba zvanga ingori mhinga mupini. Saka tiri kuti tigare pasi tione kuti tichaviendesa here seexecutive zvakanga takaronga kana kuti tichangotumira vairi kana vatatu vachanorisiya petisheni iyoyo.
Asi tichitarisa zvamava makananga kubva pamakatanga urongwa hwenyu hwekufamba mungati here pane zvamakakwanisa kuburitsa kana kukunda?
Zvokwadi takakunda chero pari zvino tiri kuti petition haisati yasvika kumuzinda mukuru weMinistry of Primary and Secondary Education asi petition yakasvika tichitedzera iwo mamiriro avanoita mune zvedzidzo nekuti petition takaisiya kumutavatava ikaendeswa kuna Provincial Education Director. Patakasvika kwamurehwa tichida kusiya imwe Provincial Education Director akati zvokwadi imwe petition yaakuno achaendeswa kuvakuru asi isusu seRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe tanga tida kuti tiendese tega kwaminista. Saka tiri kuti zvakadaro tikakwanisa kuisa nyuto dzedu zvakadaro tichimirirazve kuti vange vachigadzirisa nyuto dzedu idzodzo kana dzisina kugadziriswa isu tinoti sezvatakataura munhunha dzedu dziri mugwaro renyuto iroro riroreparegumi rekuti kana zvichinge zvakundikana zvese tinoti aiwaka hurumende yakundikana yaiwanikwe ichadhizovhwa zviri muconstitution kwoitwa maelection matsva kwouya hurumende inokwanisa kugadzirisa nhunha dzedu sevarayiridzi.
Mune urongwa here hwekuratidzira nenzira iyoyi kune mamwe matunhu?
Tine urongwa hwekuratidzira kune mamwe matunhu asi takati titange neuzumba maramba pfungwe zvinova zviri ndizvo zvakarizovhwa neNational Executive then tozoenda kune mamwe matunhu akasiyana-siyana muZimbabwe.
Vanga vari munyori mukuru wesangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vaRobson Chere vari parunare neStudio 7. Bato reMDCT mudunhu reMashona Land West rinoti rino urongwa hwekuti nhengo dzaro dzekumaruwa dzifore dzichibva mumaruwa akasiyana-siyana dzichinoungana pamagunje Growth Point dzichiratidzira. Murongi wemabasa mubato reMDCT kuMashona Land West waWilson Makanyaire vanoti kuratidzira kwavo kwakanangana nekwavanoti kukanganwiwa nehurumende pakusimudzira vanhu vekumaruwa. Kuratidzira kwanga kuchiitwa maguta chete asi vamakanyere vanoti vakakumbira utungamiri webato ravo kuti vabvumidzwe kuratidzirawo kumaruwa. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yataita.
Tinotenda utungamiri weMDC nevision yavo vakatanga izvi kuratidza kuti hurumende yavamugaba hatichadi zvikaita mumadhorobha zvikaita mumaguta mose. Pari zvinezvi semashwesi iri murongo webasa taakunanga kumaruzevha taakunanga kumarural areas taakunanga magrowth point. Mata unokumbira vana sabhuku vana mambo vana vekumusha vana baba varimi nevari kutambura vose kuti ngatimirei titarisa nehurumende iyi tingopedza nayo kamwe chete. So tine urongwa hwekuti nemusi wa 3 September takanyorera mapfunzo zviri pamutemo tikavazivisa kuti titange tichifamba kubva munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana tichienda pamagunje Growth Point. Vanhu vedu vakanga vachifamba vachibva kunzvimbo inonzi Dirimawe 50 kilometers from Magunje kuti vauye mumagunje. Pane vamwe vatanga vachibva kunzvimbo inonzi Chisape zvakare vachiuya magunje vachiuya vanhu muri manhu dzakawira. Kwoita vamwe vanenge vachiri vari mumagunje imomo vachiuya vanhu muri manhu dzakanyuka. Kwoita vamwe vanenge vachibva kunzvimbo inonzi Karereshi vachiuya zvekare mumagunje vachiuya vanhu muri manhu dzidzera. ndio mani chasangana na utungamiri weprovince itange chingama na professional chairman yudu magunje ini semurongo webasa ndinga ndiripo na chairman wangu neruzhinji rwabereki chauya tichiratidzira kuhurumende yezanupf kuti aa isu hatichadi sekuma reserve taakuona kuti aiwa takabvira kare kusapota vamugabe takabvira kare kumira nehurumende yavamugabe asi inongotirasa muzvinhu zvizhinji
zvii zvikuru zvaita kuti mutore danho irori
isu sevanhu vekumaruwa hatichadi zvimwe chikuru chapakuti titore danho irori takatarisa marodzi edu akapesa kugadzirwa muhurumende yasmith panguva yese tanga tichitarisa kuti vamugabe zvichida pamwe vachaonawo kuti marodzi edu akanaka nzira dzekuedu hakuna kana imwe chete yakagadzirwa yakanaka kubva vamugabe vatonga nyika ino achingori makomba nzira yose chechipiri tatisa kuratidzira zvekare inyaya yezvirimwa zvedu foje yedu yatinorima zvibage zvedu zvatinorima hazvitengi nehurumende iyi zvakanaka zvinombunyikidzwa kutaura kwandinoda kudai tine varimi vazhinji vavimisa kuti vatanga vari padhemo iyi vasina kubhadhara mari yavo yavakaendesa kuJMB kwemasizoni maviri matatu adarika but chakakosha ndechekuti chaziisa nyika chaziisa mwari chaziisa pasi rese kuti aiwa hatisi kufana nehurumende yamugabe
saka makava maungana mumagunje mamuri kusangana omu zvii zvamuchazoita
mumagunje umu tine gwaro ratinenge tiinaro ratichasiya pakanzuro patichafunga kuchiisi ipapo tinowana munhu akamirira da wenzvimbo yehurungwe hatizogona hedu kumacha kuenda kukaroi kwavanenge vari tichatenderera tiri mumagunje takabata maparakadzi edu tataurawo nyaya dzedu tichadzisa vanhu nekuti magunje great point ndokabhizi area kedu katina kumunzvimbo iyoyi
murongi webasa mumdct kumashanaland west wawilson makanyaire vari parunare nestudio 7 tine chiziviso chakakosha pamusoro pekushanduka kwechirongwa chedu kubva nemusi wemuvhuro nyamavhuvhu 29 studio 7 inenge isatepfenyura mururimi rwechirungu asi zvakadaro nhau dzechirungu dzichange dzotepfenyurwa pazvirongwa zvevoa english to africa africa news tonight kubva muvhuro kusvika chishanu kotiwo mugovera nesvondo pachirongwa chenightline africa studio 7 icharamba ichitepfenyura nechirungu chirongwa chelive talk icho chawedzerwa nguva yekutepfenyura kuenda paawa imwe chete munokwanisawo kuramba muchiwana nhau dzezviri kuitika muzimbabwe pawebhusaiti yedu ticharamba tichitepfenyura nechishona nendevele kubva muvhuro kusvika chishanu pamwe nemugovera nesvondo apo tawedzerawo nguva yechirongwa kuenda pamaminitsi makumi matatu kuti munzwe nguva dzatinotepfenyura pamwe nemasaisai amunotibata endai pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.voashona.com iye zvino tokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu kwaanoti pachirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo
tinokutambirai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo nhasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa namukoma Vivid Gwede avo vakauya muno muamerica mazuva mashoma apfuura vachiita chirongwa chemandela washington fellowship vachibva vapedza ndokudzokera kuzimbabwe tinokutambirai nemufaro mukoma Vivid
zvakanakai manheru vateereri
aiwa tinotenda kuti vateereri vari nani zvavo mukoma Vivid tiri kunzwa kuti makasarudzwa kuti mupinde mubhodh revechidiki vari kuchamhembe kweafrica kana kuti southern africa board regore ra2016 remandela fellowship program mungatiudza kuti sarudzo iyi inofamba sei
vatungamiri vechidiki vakabva ku nyika yeunited states mazuva apfuura kwavanga vakaenda kupurogiramu yemandela washington fellowship vakagara pasi vari vemuzimbabwe vachitsvaga anga vavangaisa kubhod resouthern africa redunhu resouthern africa vakabva vasarudza kuti ini ndichange ndirini achange achivamiririra musarudzo dzebhodhi resouthern africa
saka bhodhi iri rakakosha zvakadii
bhodhi resouthern africa remandela washington fellowship basa rarinoita nderekuti vatungamiriri ava vakawanda wanda vechidiki vanga vari kuunited states vanosanganisira vari mune zvemabhizimisi vari mune zvekodzero Warikuita zvakawanda wanda kumakomuni munharaunda dzavo kusanganisira vakatangawo mabhizimusi avo ane chokuita nekutsvaga masimba kana kuti energy dzakachena yatingati iyo muchirungu clean energy vanoshandisa masola nezvakadaro daro vakawanda vakabatana kuti tinge tichisadza bhodhiri bhodhiri basa raro nderekuti ringe richitarisira zvirongwa richitarisa zvirongwa zvingakwanisa kuitwa nevechidikawa kuti vaenderere mberi nezvirongwa zvavagara vachiita zvinove izvo zvakaendesa kuunited states zvinove izvo zvirongwa zvavari kudzoka kuno kumba kuti vakwanise kunge vachienderera mberi nazvo vaane humbo hunyowani humwe hwavakawana mushure mekunge vaenda kumhiri kwemakungwa vachidzidza zvakawanda vachinoona vanoitawo nezvakada kufanana naizvozvo asi kuti vachiita waine vavakumberi munyaya even dzetechnology vava kumberi even munyaya yekudzidzisisa zvinhu zvakati wandei maererano nezvavari kuita izvozvo.
Tichitarisa imi madzokera kumba, pane zvamuri kuona here zvashanduka zvamungati chirongwa ichi chakakubatsiraiwo?
Ndichitarisa ndichidzoka kumba, inini pache zvangu chirongwa ichi chakandibatsira zvikuru panyaya yekuona kuti tingafambisa sei nyaya dzedevelopment kunyanya nyaya dzetechnology dzimwe dzatakadzidza kwatakanga tiri kuunited states tainotarisa zviri kuitwa nevamwe ikoko takakwanisa kuona zvimwe maprojekt maererano nezveutano takaona maprojekt maererano nokubatsira macommunity anga asati asimukirawo ari muunited states tikadzidza maitiro akasiyana neatiri kuita kuno kumusha ndichitaurawo nevechidiki vamwe vandinawo vatakabva navo ndinoona vazhinji vacho vanodudzira shoko iroro rekuti vakadzidza zvakawanda maererano nemushure mekunge vaenda kuunited states ende vanotarisa kuti vachange vachikwanisa kushandisa zvinhu izvo zvavakadzidza mumabasa avari kuita ndingati inini zvakavabatsira nemakore akati wandei vakajamba kana kuti vakadanhuka makore akati wandei munyaya imo yekunzwisisa kwavo zvekunge dai vasina kuenda vangadai vaine kunzwisisa kwavo kwezvimwe zvinhu zvakati wandei kungadai kwakatisarirei.
Mubvunzo wekupedzisira, mukoma Vivid, madzokera muri kushandawo here nevamwe vechidiki vasina kuwana mukana iwoyo kuti muvadzidzisewo zvamakakwanisa kunge muchiwana pamanga muri kuamerica?
Kune zvirongwa zvinonzi Yali Lens, iprogramu yakangonangana nekuti tipe ruzivo rwatakawana kune vamwe.
Aiwa, tinokutendai mukoma Vivid nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Dzakanaka, tinotenda.
Avo vanga vari mukoma Vivid Gwede, vanoshanda nesangano reZim Rights, uye vanga variwo pachirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship chinokokerwa nemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama, icho chinopa vechidiki vemuAfrica mukana wekuuya kuzodzidza kuAmerica. Aiwa, hama wadiwa, nhambetambe inoregwa ichanaka, nekudaro ngaisiye matambo. Anokoneka nemufaro, ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndokusiyai mina Jonga Kandemiri.
Zvino ndirikutokopai kambo, ndiani ati go kubva kuna Steve Makoni. Yabva yangoita nzwisa yekambo kaSteve Makoni, ndiani ati go. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai titarise musoro yenhau zvakare. Bato reTransform Zimbabwe rinoti harisi kuzopinda musarudzo dzemabielections chaitwa munyika, sezvo pari zvino rakatarisana nenyaya dzinokosha dzinoda kugadziriswa. Sangano revarairidzi reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe rinoti rakakundikana kunosiya gwaro renyunyuto kumahofisi ebazi rezvedzidzo yepasi nemusi wechina sekuronga kwarakanga rakaita. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu, anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndokusiyai mina Mavlas Muhlanganya uye.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, August 28th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening.
My name is Nelson Chamisa, Vice President of the Movement for Democratic Change. The first thing is obviously the ability to register people to vote. That is our key task number one.
One of the newly appointed MDCT vice presidents says the party's focus is now the 2018 elections.
The decision to conduct under a coalition or a Transform Zimbabwe will come from the membership of Transform Zimbabwe through a decision passed by the National Executive of Transform Zimbabwe.
Transform Zimbabwe, one of the opposition parties in the country, says it will not be participating in the upcoming by-elections.
Ambuya Tela Chiweshe is the keeper of the traditions of the Lazenzuru people. Because ever since I started playing, ever since I was growing up, I didn't do anything else but just to do what my tradition likes.
Ambuya Stella Chiweshe says a tradition plays an important part in her life and takes us down Lover's Lane on how she got her husband. As usual, we take you to the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. One of the newly appointed MDCT vice presidents says the party's focus is now the 2018 elections.
My name is Nelson Chamisa, vice president of the Movement for Democratic Change. The first thing is obviously the ability to register people to vote. That is our key task number one. We are going to be moving street by street, door by door. We speak to people ear to ear, heart to heart, to make sure they understand why voting is a national obligation, why voting is not a spectator engagement. We all have to be players. We all have to be on point and on the spot. That's the first one. The second one, which is equally important, is for us to be able to go to the rural areas, convince our parents and convince our siblings in the rural areas on the importance of turning the tilt of the vote in favor of change, in favor of the victory that we want to see. We need to make sure that we galvanize the whole nation to support and make sure that we put in place that victory that is obviously going to be necessary. The third point is the rigging. You are aware that election in Zimbabwe has always been associated with skullduggery, chicanery, and some tomfoolery on account of ZANU-PF. We want to make sure that we put a full stop to the rigging of ZANU-PF. How do we do that? We need to be organized as a people, as a young people, to neutralize the rigging. We need to go to the villages, make sure that we protect the parents in the villages. We need to go into the suburbs, protect the vote. That is the role of the young people. And this time we're not going to allow, again, ZANU-PF to get away with murder literally and metaphorically.
That was one of the MDCT's vice presidents, Nelson Chamisa, in Harare. Transform Zimbabwe, one of the opposition parties in the country, says it will not be participating in upcoming by-elections. President Jacob Ngarivume of the party speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri on the issue.
Our party would have loved to participate in those by-elections, Jonga, but unfortunately we are too busy currently fighting for the people of Zimbabwe. We are too busy fighting in the streets for electoral reform. We are very busy fighting in the streets to ensure that we stop the coming bond notes. We are also very busy working with the rural community to ensure that we fight for a good distribution of food and agricultural input. And this is what we are very busy. We are also busy fighting against police brutality, as you can see with what is happening in the country. We are also calling on members of the military to make sure that they discharge their duties in a manner that is non-partisan. All these issues are very pertinent. For now, we don't have the time. We just have time to ensure that we fight for electoral reform, we fight for those rights for the people of Zimbabwe. That is our focus at the moment.
But you are expected to contest the 2018 elections. How are you going to do it if you are not known on the ground from today?
In all those areas that you have mentioned, Jonga, we are working with structures. We are busy developing structures in those communities. And our people or the people in those constituencies, they know us from the structures and our participation in activities at those local levels. But we also feel equally that, you know, it is true that the resilience and iconic challenge to the system that will ensure that the people of Zimbabwe build trust on the brand from Zimbabwe. So as long as we continue to fight, as long as we continue to fight police brutality, as long as we continue to fight against the introduction of bond notes, the people of Zimbabwe will realize the work that we are doing on the ground. If we are also fighting for electoral reform, like we do on Friday, training hands with all other Zimbabweans to come together to demand for electoral reform, we also feel that at this point in time, the attention to respect in those elections, which we feel strongly that there are certain things that need to be done, which are fighting for, and wasn't that by 2018.
Are you going to contest under a coalition or are you going to stand as a Transform Zimbabwe come 2018?
The decision to contest under a coalition or a Transform Zimbabwe will come from the membership of Transform Zimbabwe through a decision passed by the National Executive of Transform Zimbabwe. So such a decision can only be reached once the National Executive has consulted the people and the decision is made.
That was a Transform Zimbabwe President Jacob Ngarivume speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri in Harare.
We have an important programming change announcement. Effective Monday, August 29th, 2016, Studio 7 will stop its English program. However, English news on Zimbabwe will continue to be broadcast on VOA's English to Africa programs, Africa News Tonight, Monday through Friday, and Nightline Africa, Saturday and Sunday. Studio 7 will continue programming in English on Live Talk, which has been expanded to one full hour. You will also be able to get Zimbabwean news on our website and Facebook. We will continue broadcasting in Shona and Ndebele, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday and Sunday, where we have expanded Shona and Ndebele programs to 30 minutes. For broadcast times and frequencies, please visit our website, www.voazimbabwe.com. That's www.voazimbabwe.com.
Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Stanley Maphosa, who works with the World Academy of Science, joining me today on the Youth Forum. Stanley, thank you so very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you so very much.
We understand your organization, along with others, recently had a science symposium in Nigeria. Tell us a little bit more about what that was about.
The science symposium was for the TAS ROSA, which is the World Academy of Science Regional Office of Sub-Saharan Africa, working in conjunction with the Nigerian Young Academy. We were gathering about 100 young scientists from all over Sub-Saharan Africa with the aim of inputting into the Sustainable Development Goals that have recently been inaugurated by the United Nations in conjunction with the member states. So the young scientists from Sub-Saharan Africa are saying they want to participate in the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals so that we achieve what we call inclusive growth and sustainable development.
How was Zimbabwe represented at this symposium?
Yes, there were scientists from Zimbabwe who were making presentations. But there were also representation from the Young Academy in Zimbabwe, represented by Dr. Dexter Tagwire, who is the president of the Zimbabwean Young Academy of Science.
You're also organizing a science conference that will focus on Zimbabweans in the diaspora when it comes to issues of science. Tell us more about this conference.
This meeting of the Zimbabwean diaspora scientists, we call it the Zimbabwean Science Diaspora Meeting. It shall be held on the 14th of September here in Pretoria. What we are trying to do through this particular meeting is to gather Zimbabwean scientists that are working in South Africa or living in South Africa. You will know, and all the listeners will know, that after the challenges in Zimbabwe, a lot of people left the country and they are settled in various countries working in universities. I'm talking about scientists, some working in science council, some working in government and private sector. So we are trying to then mobilize them and bring them to a meeting where they will discuss about the future of science in Zimbabwe.
And when we talk about these challenges, how can science play a role in dealing with what Zimbabwe is facing?
Science is quite critical to the development of any particular country. You know, science brings about solutions to social problems, to problems of the natural science. Climate change is one of the major issues, immigration, you know, poverty. All these issues are scientific. So if people really apply the science knowledge from the lab and take it into the community and explain it to the community, I think we will be able to gather enough evidence from a scientific point of view to answer certain issues that are problematic in our society.
And with that, Stanley, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum. That was Stanley Maphosa with the World Academy of Science joining me today on the Youth Forum. As you know by now, Studio 7's English broadcast ends tonight, and this will be the last Youth Forum from me, Tatenda Gumbo. But remember, we still broadcast in Shona and Ndebele, so for your latest news and segments on youth, listen to Blessing Zulu and Ntungamili Nkomo each week. It's been a pleasure, and this is Tatenda Gumbo saying good night and goodbye.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Now we take you down Lover's Lane to hear about how Ambuya Stella Chiweshe got her husband.
Ambuya Stella Chiweshe is the keeper of the traditions of the Razizuru people. Because ever since I started playing, ever since I was growing up, I didn't do anything else but just to do what my tradition like. Manners and gestures of the Shona people.
And some would like to know, we heard that you got yourself a handsome man in Germany. Tell us a little bit about that.
A little bit about that is that I asked Ambuya Nianda to bring forward to me a man who is kind and obedient and respects my culture. A man who respects my culture. After 2 years, I saw that man. I said I saw him in my dreams. I saw a man who was just wandering about in the forest. And later, he took me to that place where he was going every day. He was very sad. And Abuyani said, this is the person who is coming to you, and he's suffering and he needs to be soothed by you. And when I saw him after 2 years, I said to myself, but he looks like the one I was shown by Abuyana. But I did not see him in Germany. I saw him in Zimbabwe. So I ignored it. Then one day, because we were always rehearsing at Sodato in Harare in Bari, so everybody went out. It was a time for break. And I stood in the middle of the stage and fixed my eyes at the entrance. And then I saw those feet that I saw in my dream. And I scanned up to see whose feet they were. And they were that guy's feet who I met in Germany. But then, straight away, I knew that he did not know why he had come to Zimbabwe. Yeah, So I just greeted him like everybody else, and I just gave him my phone number in case he was going to wake up and know why he'd come to Zimbabwe. Yeah. But in my mind and in my thoughts, it was not for me to be his wife. No, what it was just for me to soothe him, just that. Then after 3 weeks of him being in Zimbabwe, wandering about and not knowing, I was really feeling sorry for him because I knew he did not know why he had come to Zimbabwe. Then one day he phoned, and I said, where are you phoning from? And he said, I am in town. And I said, what are you doing there? Now I was speaking like his wife. And I said, what are you doing there? He said he was in Elizabeth Hotel. And I said, what are you doing there? And he said, I'm drinking beer. And so I asked him, so you paid a flight to come to Zimbabwe to come and drink beer in Elizabeth Hotel. Is there no beer in Germany? So he said, look, don't ask me too many questions. Just listen to why I phoned. And I said, okay, tell me. Where I'm standing now, I am with my luggage. I don't know where I'm going to sleep today. And I said, book a room at a place. And he said, no, I want to come home. And I said, okay, come home. This is how it started.
Wow, so that's a very nice love story right there.
That was Ambuya Stella Chiweshe. And now we take you to the music of Ambuya Stella Chiweshe coming out to you from Studio 7 here at the Voice of America. To recap on today's top stories, one of the newly appointed MDCT vice presidents, Nelson Chamisa, says his party's focus is now the 2018 elections. And Transform Zimbabwe, one of the other opposition parties in the country, says it will not be participating in upcoming by-elections. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, August 28th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.
As you know, this is the last English broadcast on Studio 7. Thank you for your support, and we hope that you will continue supporting us in our Shona and Ndebele programming, which will be continuing. Have a great evening.
Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhlaka 28 kuNcwabakazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Iningi lilokhu ligcizelela ukuthi izehlakalo zokutshengisela esezivamile elizweni zikhomba ukuthi mhlawumbe inguquko kwezombusazwe kanye lezomnotho welizwe isiseduze.
Laba abatshengisa ukuthi awamavendors abantu abana babotshwa kwenzwa yonke into, abantu bathwele nzima kusukela bukhangela kwena abantu abazama ukuziphilisa njalo abarani imijova laba abathwele kanzima, ama-roadblocks agcwele iganga lonke, imali ayikho elizweni, abantu sebezibize ukuthi hayi kumbe ikufa kungcono sifeni kawani kulokuba sifa kancane kancane.
Ukusilela kwababalisi ikakhulu esigabeni seMatabeleland kubikwa kulokhu kusezingeni elibi kakhulu.
Sesilama facts and figures lapha ehofisini kodwa ukuthi khona kulamanye amatazi afundisa abantwana abangu-90 eklasini umbalizi oyedwa, and khonokho vele kuzenza ukuthi khona even ama-results angikhona aphume vele engalunganga.
Njengenjayelo sizalethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo silontongameli Nkomo we-Studio 7. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Iningi lilokhu ligcizelela ukuthi izehlakalo zokutshengisela esezivamile elizweni zikhomba ukuthi mhlawumbe inguquko kwezombusazwe kanye lezomnotho welizwe isiseduze. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba sixoxele umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umqoqi wenhlelo kunhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi eyebulawayo Progressive Residents Association, njalo eyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Usibindi uthi izakhamizi ikakhulu ezakobulawayo yizo ezanika isibonelo ngokuqakatheka kokutshengisela.
Ukutshengisela lokho esikubona kuzenzakala elizweni vele kwaqhatha ezakhamizini. Ndiyakhumbula siba lamadisigamenzi amaningi lapha sihamba sitshengisela indaba zezeza ngendaba ezahambi kuhlapha kucouncil. So ke khathesi ungananzelela ama-drum lokho sokusenzakala elizweni khathesi kungenxa yokuthi i-economy yethu ifile. And thina njengezakhamizi akulambuzo ukubana yithi abantu esikhala kudlula abantu bonke, ngoba nxa ukhuluma ngokuthi i-industry ivaliwe i-economy ayithika abantu bayasebenza bengaholi, ukhuluma ngama-residence. So ke bona abantu abangama-political parties, ama-massive organizations, abantu abangama-residence uzananzela ukuthi la nxa engxenye kungaphumi ibizo lokuthi kumbe Progressive Association phambili, xa uphile elizweni ngoba liqiniso labo ababusayo bayaphatha abantu kuhle, bathi bamalungelo abantu, babona ukuthi i-economy yabanjwa kuhle, babona i-service delivery ihamba kuhle. Nxa into leyo zingenzakali abantu ba-train ukuthi lingavumi tshengiselana nini. So yiko kunje usukela bunazethu abantu abanengisesuke bathi bangena kwi-informal sector laba abathengisa ukuthiwa ngama-vendors, abantu labana babotshwa kwenzwa yonke into, abantu bathwele nzima kusukela bukhangela kwena abantu abazama ukuziphilisa njalo abarani imijova laba bathwele kanzima ama-roadblocks agcwele iganga lonke, imali ayikho elizweni njengoba unazeli labona abasebenzayo uyathi efika ehola kuthiwa ingxa ihola $100 hambe ithathi ibhenki $100 kumbe $50 abantu sebezibize ukuthi hayi kumbe ikufa kungcono sifeni kawani kulokuba sifa kancane kancane.
Labo abaswela kakhulu okwakuthiwa baphiwa umumbu, labantwana esikolo okwakuthiwa bazaphiwa ukudla, liyakubona yini lokho?
Ungananzela nxa ukhuluma ngokudla okuphiwayo silohlupho lokuthi kwangokudla okuthiwa kuyaphiwa vele kuphiwa on party line futhi kunika abantu abayingcoswana ilihlupho esibalalo, ngoba nxa ukhuluma ngabantu abafuna ukudla lapha eZimbabwe because atholi i-population enkulu over 85% abantu bafuna ukudla, kodwa ukudla kwakho kunikwa abantu kwaye ulutshwana ukuthi vele akunanzele kuyenza ukuthi abantu bebephiwa ngalo ukuthi uyadinga uthola ngabantu nje abalihlekanayo elingatsho lutho uzawuthiwa yi-social welfare layo ngale ibiza abantu bayenika ukudla, kodwa uyananzela futhi khona futhi amabiza khona abantu ababiziweyo abantu abephathina le ZANU PF. So akuncedi abantu ukudla bakuthole kodwa njengoba sizavula kwabantwana sizakubona kuzahamba kanjani.
Lowo ngumnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umqoqi wenhlelo kunhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi eyebulawayo Progressive Residents Association, njalo eyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-ZCTU. Ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Ibandla le-MDC elikhokelwa umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lithi iziphathamandla zalo azisebenzi kuhle eBeitbridge ngenxa yokuthi imisebenzi okufanele ifezwe izisebenzi zikahulumende igcina isenziwa ngamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF. Okuningi ngalolu daba sikuzweni kungxoxo lesiphathamandla saleli bandla. Unkosikazi Sipho Dube omela iBeitbridge East edalele ePhalamende.
Sina njengeopposition sile problem sikule nkulu ngokuthi nanxa ungaze kube la ma-function anjani then abasoze bali-invite izine ngama-function ayo-government abali-invite kuyasenqabela kakhulu and kuyasilimaza ngenxa yokuthi uzeza ukhathi kule function enje ukuthi kwathi ndinikezakala ukuthi kulo MP avele kwesinye isikhathi ufike khonapho endaweni ungu-M P khonapho bona laba babe bephethe umsebenzi wona la ukuthi bathi kulo M P olapha ovele bekwazi ukuthi ngo-opposition vele kabagwazela ngeke asukuma kutho khona kuyemsi wangikhona because ayisisa ukuthi ezila sicotshe umsebenzi
ekwabeni ukudla ukungcono yini
ekwabeni ukudla khonapho yikho abasebenzisa khona manje iphathi uthola ukuthi abantu bezanu-P F bacontrola lasekudleni khona and indawo yokwabiwa kokudla kathesi thina vele angikaboni ukwabiwa okwabelwa kwabantu ukudla kula muntu owabela ukudla ukudla kuthengwa e-JNB kusangange-$15 sometimes ungayingakukhumumayisala lithengwa nge-$15 umuntu ezahamba 15 kilometers egade ibhasi esiyadinga lelo sakanjo afike khona ugade ngemali afike alithenge nge-15 aphinde aligadise siya lapha ahlala khona layagade so uyabe selithenge vele nge-25 more than 25 so ukathese ebhadisha ukabi lokwabikwa kokudla so uzawusakule ecocash wathi ephiwe imali eziphiwo zalukwazi but kakuphumeleli ukuthi kuphiwa bani so sebengene kwikhampena ngezinto zona lezo ezibuyayo nxa ziya zifanele ziyefika kubakhulu bangukhona bebe yibo ababaphambili zizaphunguzwa sokukhuluma ukuthi kulesi tafende babe behamba phambili kuhamba ama-chairman angukhona lani ukuthi vele bakhampeni ukuthi yonke into ekuyayo kuthiwa ngelokhu zaphathi afika akukathi ukudla ngokuthi nxa kuphi ukudla sifuna ukubona ukuthi bazabancitha yini abejikwe esahambisa iripoti.
Lo unkosikazi Sipho Dube omela iBeitbridge East edalele ePhalamende. I-Studio 7 ayisenelisanga ukuzwa umbono webandla leZANU-PF ngalolu daba. Ukusilela kwababalisi ikakhulu esigabeni seMathebeleland North kubikwa kulokho kusezingeni elibi kakhulu. Kulandela isinqumo sikahulumende esokungaqhatshi ababalisi ngenxa yokusilela kwemali. Umqondisi wogatsha lukahulumende olwezemfundo eMathebeleland North, unkosikazi Boita Telo Mguni, ubikwa isithi kwezinye izikolo ezimbili eLupane kulombalisi oyedwa kuphela ofundisa uGrade 1 kusiya kuGrade 6. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe eMathebeleland North, umnumzana Neva Nyahunzwi, uthi ezinye izakhamizi zeJambesi eWange ziphakathi kwemizamo yokudinga abaqeqesha abafika kusifundo sika Form 4 ukuthi befundise abantwababo bebabhadalele imali engange $40 ngenyanga. Asizweni ingxoxo lomnumzana Nyahunzwi ukuze sicobungule okuningi okwenzakala ngokusilela kwababalisi.
Siyakwazi ukuthi khona ababalisi vele abaqatshwanga kusukela second term up to okwakathesi. Singakhangela i-Martin Note kakhulu, kukhanya siselele emuva kakhulu. I-program entsha le itwa kona yi-STEM e-Ministry of High Education Day. Ungakhangela ama-figures kakhulu, ungakompare iMathebeleland North lamanye ama-provinces. Uyabona ukuthi khona lapha eMathebeleland North abantwana abaku-STEM balutshwane kakhulu. Mina ngibona ngathi i-reason yikho khona ukuthi khona ababalisi bangikhona ama-mathematics lama-science teachers vele kabakho eMathebeleland North. Abahamba ku retirement abanye bayafa, abanye bayachiya baye kuma greener pastures and bonke bona laba vele akula ma replacements. Sesila ma facts and figures lapha ehofisini kodwa ukuthi khona kula manye amatazi afundisa abantwana abangu 90 eklasini umbalizi oyedwa and konoko vele kuzenza ukuthi kona even ama results angikhona aphume vele engalunganga.
Selimelele uhulumende yini ukuthi alethe laba bantu?
Silama representatives zethu ku National Joint Negotiating Council lapha esihambisa khona ama monthly reports ukuthi khona babatshele bona lawa melile abaqatshayo ukuthi kona lapha esisebenza khona izinto vele azimanga kuhle. Kuthiwa ihulumende izama ukuyehlisa i-expenditure. That is bekhangela i-civil service audit report yenza ngo-2015. But unfortunately ungakhangela ku-Ministry of Education thina sijene lamanye ama-civil servants because ungahamba kuma-espoliseni, amapolisa lawana. Omunye angaya kulive kumbe angaya kufa, at least laphana kuyayenza ukuthi kona bathathe omunye ahambe ayenze umsebenzi wakhe kulama shifts kulani, but lapha esifundisa thina njengamabalizi akhula ama shifts. Uteacher kumele abe le class yakhe and i-teacher people ratio kumele ibe ku 1:40 for most of ama secondary schools kumbe 1:20 for ama
Lowo umnumzana Nevanya Honzo isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-PTUZ eMathebeleleni North sixoxelaye eseWange.
Isaziso eziqakathekileyo senguquko enhlelweni ze-Studio 7 kusukisela ngomvulo mhlaka 29 Ncwabakazi 2016, umsakazo wakho we-Studio 7 uza kuma ukusakaza ngolimi lwesiNgisi. Loba kunjalo, indaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe ngalolu limi zizaqhubeka ziphuma kunhlelo ze-VOA English to Africa ezithi Africa News Tonight ngomvulo usiya ngolwesihlanu, kuthi ke le Nightline Africa ngomgqibelo langesonto. I-Studio 7 izaqhubeka isakaza ngesiNgisi kuhlelo Live Talk lona osaluqheliswa emsakazweni weradio ukuze lube lihola elilodwa, hatshi ingxenye yehola obekuyikho khona kathesi. Lizaba lakho ukuqhubeka lithola indaba zesiNgisi ebulenjini beweb. Sizaqhubeka sisakaza ngesishona langesiNdebele ngomvulo okusiya ngolwesihlanu okwengxenye yehola ngalimi lunye, kuthi ngomgqibelo langesonto lalo luqheliswe lusiya njalo kungxenye yehola ngalunye. Ukuze lithole amagagasi esisakaza kiwo, yanini kuwebhusayithi yethu ethi www.voashona.com loba ku www.voaindebele.com. Uhlelo lwesishona lolwesiNdebele lusakazwa nsuku zonke kusukisela ngo-7 ntambama kusiya ngo-8 p.m. kumagagasi athi 15460 6065 4930 shortwave laku 909 medium wave. Uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lusakazwa kusukisela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ngo-8 ntambama kumagagasi awe 6065 15460 shortwave laku 909 medium wave. Inhlelo ze-VOA English to Africa olwe-Africa News Tonight ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu kusukisela ngo-8 ntambama kusiya ngo-8:30 kumagagasi athi 6080 155080 laku 17530 ushortwave. Uhlelo lwe-Nightline Africa ngomgqibelo langesonto kusukisela ngo-8 ntambama kusiya ngo-8:30 kumagagasi athi 909 le 4930 medium wave.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America ese-Washington. Ke selijike kancinyane ezandleni zikantungameli Nkomo e-Studio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Yikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama ungutungameli Nkomo. Namhlanje ingixoxa lomnumzana Stanley Maphosa owenhlanganiso yeWorld Academy of Science yona esanda qhuba umhlangano omkhulu kwele Nigeria ongenwe ngama-scientists asakhulayo agoqela aweZimbabwe. UMaphosa ngomunye wabaqoqela umhlangano. Baba Maphosa, siyakwamukela kuhlelo, ungaqala ngokusichazisela ngomhlangano lo.
Yeah, umhlangano lo ubungowabantu abatsha asibabiza sithi ngama young scientists abaphuma kuyo yonke i-Sub-Saharan Africa, amazwe yonke ase-Africa nje angapha kwe-Sahara. Lapho sibe silabantu abatsha abayenza izifundo ze-science abafika 100. Bebuthene laphana eNigeria bexoxa ukuthi bangaba yingxenye yalokho esikubiza sithi Sustainable Development Goals, ukuthi manje mabe participate ku-inclusive growth ye-sustainable development njengabantu abatsha bangabamba umsebenzi kanjani. Kakhulu kakhulu i-concern yabantu abatsha abayenza i-science ngokuthi bebe ngekho uma ama-sustainable development goals esenziwa ayenziwe ngabantu abadala behlezi ndawonye bengafuni ukuzwa i-voice yabantu abatsha maybe to a limited extent. But sebethi-ke manje akulandaba ngoba asekhona ama-sustainable development goals. How can they participate manje kusiya phambili? Especially amazwe alama young academies uma engahlangana ndawonye alethe amacebo angasebenza lamazwe lawo abavela khona.
Zinqumo bani eziphume kulomhlangano nxa zikhona?
Ye, isinqumo esiphumileyo esikhulu ngesokuthi ama young academies amazwe wonke asebenzelane abe le network yawo abazayibiza bethi i-African Young Academy Network ukuze bakwazi ukwazi ukuthi omunye wenzani kwelinye ilizwe, omunye wenzani kwelinye ilizwe, okubonisa ukuthi abantu bangasebenza bebonke belamandla kulokuthi besebenze bengama-one-one. Uma besebenza bebonke bazaletha i-voice ye-science evela kubantu abatsha kuma-policy makers ase-Africa.
Bebekhona yini ontanga abadabuka eZimbabwe?
Bebekhona ontanga abadabuka eZimbabwe bemelwe ngomunye obizwa kuthiwa ngu-Dexter Dagwirey. Nguye ongu-president we-academy yabantu abatsha eZimbabwe.
Sizwa kuthiwa liqoqa njalo omunye umhlangano ophathelane leze science khona ngapho kwele South Africa ngenyanga ezayo. Ungasichazisela ngalomhlangano?
Lo mhlangano esiwuqoqayo uzawuba khona mhlaka 14 September eSouth Africa. Lowo aso wabantu abatsha kuphela ngoba abatsha labadala behlangene. Siwuqoqa siwubiza sithi yiZimbabwean scientist in the diaspora meeting. Ngamanye amagama siqoqa ama-scientist wonke aseZimbabwe asebenzela eSouth Africa kumbe asehlala eSouth Africa ngokuhlala, ngokukhetha kumbe la ngokusebenza ukuze babuye ndawonye baxoxisane ngokuthi bangaphathisa njani ilizwe laseZimbabwe ezintweni ze-science.
Ebantwaneni besikolo siyazi i-science iqakathekile kakhulu kulezi insuku. Ungabachazisela ukubana kungani ibalulekile njalo kungani kuqakathekile ukuthi kube yizifundo abaziqakathekisayo empilweni yabo?
Science ngisho ukuthi yinto esiza kakhulu ukuthi sixazulule ama solutions esihlangana lawo empilweni, whether ngama solutions awe natural science ukuba climate change, whether ngama solutions awe social issues zabo migration zabo poverty, konke lokho kuxazululwa yiscience. So ngala magama abantu abasha uma bepharticipate ku-science kusho ukuthi baparticipate ezintweni ezizasiza ilizwe lethu kusiya phambili. Ngikhuthaza-ke abantu abatsha noma bengabesilisa noma bengabesifazana bonke baparticipate ku-science. Bangabi le ndaba ukuthi bathi i-science nzima, i-science iyasehlula, kodwa baqinisele basebenze nzima bastade. Izabasiza ekuthini, one, basolve ama-issues elizwe, number two, lawo bazithole belempilo engcono kakhulu ekuthini imisebenzi iyatholakala ngcono ngapha esigabeni se-science kula kwezinye indawo lapho sekugcwele abantu abaningi kakhulu.
Hayi, uyibeka kuhle baba Maphosa, bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo. Siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu into kamili labalaleli be-Voice of America iStudio 7. Lisale kahle, siyabonga.
Belilalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Ngixoxa lomnumzana Stanley Maphosa, yena osebenzela inhlanganiso ye-World Academy of Science, yona ephakathi kokuqoqa umhlangano omkhulu wama-scientists eZimbabwe ahlala kwamanye amazwe. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo unguNtungamile Nkomo.
Siyabonga Ntungamile. Ukuze gqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilazo.
Iningi lilokhu ligcizelela ukuthi izehlakalo zokutshengisela esezivamile elizweni zikhomba ukuthi mhlawumbe kuza kuba lenguquko kwezombusazwe kanye lezomnotho welizwe. Ukusilela kwababalisi kakhulu esigabeni seMathebeleni North kubikwa kulokho kusezingeni elibi kulandela isinqumo sikahulumende sokungaqatshi ababalisi ngenxa yokusilela kwemali. Selugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Musithandekile Mhlanga ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa.
You have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.